I absorbed books on ghosts as a kid. Anything to do with the supernatural was good. You could leave out the books with the fairies and the unicorns. A trapped soul that slunk around a weather-beaten shack that was once a grand manor house? Now that was my jam. Reading was an escape from the tedium, and plenty of the books came from the library. When my mom first came to the United States from Germany, that's one of the institutional marvels of the country that helped her learn English, along with General Hospital, Phil Donahue, and Oprah. Every city we lived in at least had one beautifully organized library, many with great architectural details that reminded me of churches in Germany, but with more windows. I could take stacks of books home with me too, almost too much to carry. I placed them around me in a circle, like a fortress, on the floor of my bedroom before reading. Some of my favorites are still in the piles of books that my daughter has, having inherited those bound comforts. It's safe to say that I have a soft spot for books. When the request came through from the kids' school to buy books on their wish list, it was a no-brainer to contribute. What should I pick to buy out of the curated lists from the teachers? The kindergarten teacher requested books to show how homes look like in other countries and how different families had breakfast. Wonderful, let's sign up for buying those, especially after my son told me that, sadly, his favorite breakfast, toasted tortillas, eggs, and salsa, was given the evaluation of not being a real breakfast by his classmates. He choked up telling me this, explaining, "I thought how Papa would be sad about hearing that." I told my son that I was glad he wanted to defend his dad, but some people just didn't know how breakfast was like in our family. The curiosity and derision of kids are things that I experienced like my son. There were comments about it when I was in elementary school, but I remember in high school when one ditzy gal caught up to me in the parking lot to ask, in low tones but with sort of sneaky, excited interest, "Were people in your family Nazis?" I told her I didn't know. "Maybe?" I said. It didn't embarrass me. It was a valid question, even if viewed as a broken attempt at stilling mundane curiosity. Flash forward to now. I had looked at the request list from the school's library. One book title caught my eye. It was called I Survived the Nazi Invasion, 1944. I bought the book and I read it when it came in. Stories of atrocities are still stories that need to be shared. Looking back at my education, I didn't see any exploration of our full American or world history, nor any discussion on how that history could inform us of human tendency to do evil. Winners tend to write history, but educational textbooks seem to be written by those with the deepest pockets. It reminds me of George Orwell's book, 1984. Quote, "Who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past." End quote. The books that detail our past, both the good and the evil, shouldn't be hidden from our children. It's books that us as adults should probably pick up from time to time as well. Ours is a land of ghosts, trying to tell their stories. And the only way we can unify our future is to make sure we're listening to the voices who still need to have their say. From my so-called millennial life, I'm Cassie McClure.